gentlemen, I suspect that best practice and evidence-based are the two most overused phrases in education. In fact, it's my brutal conclusion that our education establishment hardly knows how to teach at all. They seem to pick the least efficient methods and then lie about them. However, I wanted to introduce this column with their lingo. I'm sure that teaching in clusters is an example of best practice. Do it as much as possible because everything will get a little easier. For no particular reason, a few days ago, I found myself thinking about the word century. I wondered if kids today even know what a century is. They are not taught dates and historical periods. They have little sense of time and chronology. If you ask them when World War II was or when Jesus was said to be on earth, they might say 100 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, or any random number. So how can we remedy all these ailments quickly and simultaneously? Teach events, dates, and objects in clusters. Indeed, teach all words in clusters. So the audience learns a lot at one time and each item is a mnemonic link to all the other items. You try to create a matrix. Why teach one city or one anything at a time? Teach the two or three biggest cities in a certain area, explain their common traits, and that's the cluster. That's the mnemonic. Let's consider how the word century can teach a lot of history. Draw four vertical lines on the blackboard. Label them 1700, 1800, 1900, and 2000. Start telling things that happened near 1800, such as our revolution and the War of 1812. Then jump over the Civil War, tapping its place on the blackboard. You reach a really busy cluster near 1900. Electricity, gasoline engines, cars, airplanes, all arrived very quickly, in a decade or two. First airplane flight, 1903. First commercial airline flight, 1914. The vertical lines give you a matrix and you start plugging in information the students might find interesting. The word cent, C-E-N-T, is a short version of century, which means 100. The Roman military had a unit of 100 soldiers led by a centurion. And you have dollars and cents, where cents is a penny, 1/100th of a dollar. You see this word also in Spanish countries where they play centavos. Then you have percentage, which means per 100. Centennial is 100th anniversary. A C note is $100 and is, by the way, default currency on most of planet Earth. Now you can talk about centigrade, which is temperatures, or centimeters, which is measurements, and centipede, which is insects or their legs. In many cases, if somebody doesn't tell students something, they don't know it. Right now, most students are in a knowledge drought, a wisdom drought, so teach as much as possible. At the same time, try to make it so students can't miss what you're saying. Clusters will be beneficial. Here's another approach to a cluster. You have a picture of a courtroom, and you have the 10 most important objects with labels on them. Judge, bench, defendant, stenographer, security, plaintiff, attorney for the defense, attorney for the plaintiff, spectators. Think of all the loaded words: airport, factory, car, human body, ear. We could teach 5 or 10 things in a few minutes with each of those. Don't try to wrap it all up at one time. Teach other clusters and then come back to the first one. The same picture, but possibly with a few extra items. Much learning can be reduced to interesting puzzles. You show a photograph with 5 things labeled and you ask the kids if there is something else in this photograph they would like to know the name of. The problem in K-12 is that students are being dumbed down by teachers who have themselves been dumbed down by Marxist rhetoric. Is this world really a better place if everyone is equally ignorant? No, just ignorant. If you want better schools, simply tell the truth. Facts are fun and knowledge is power. Thank you.
Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, By doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3. Nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.